Statement of Deputy Abdullah Atham. The remaining answer. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib says that why did Christ not give this or that type of proof when, after accusing him of blasphemy, they wanted to stone him so it would become clear that in reality he is Allah. Hearing this, I recall a story. Once a man said to me that it is extremely short-sighted of God Almighty to have affixed just two eyes below the forehead. Why did he not affix one on the head so he could safeguard himself from the calamities above and another in the back so he could see from behind? The bewildering thing here is that over a thing meriting no wrangling or altercation, is it permissible to carry out so much questioning why and wherefore? It is unreasonable to say why this or that was not done, but it is reasonable to question what was done. We ask, was it not the allegation of the Jews that being a man you claim to be God and this is blasphemous? And the reply given was that, even being a man, I can call myself the son of Allah, and this is not blasphemous because the prophets also were human beings and they were called Allah. Thus, where in all this was there any question regarding his divinity? The second matter that Mirza Sahib speaks about is that Christ asked the disciples to pray for him. This is not true. You should look at the reference. It is written that Jesus told them that you should pray for yourselves so that you do not suffer any trial. Third, the answer to the gentleman's prayer duel of yesterday is that we Christians do not see any need for new miracles to be shown regarding the old teachings, nor do we feel that we have any ability for it. Apart from this, we have been promised that whatever we will ask for in accord with the pleasure of the Lord, that will be given to you. We were not promised any signs, but the gentleman is very proud of it, and we do not refuse to see miracles. If kindness on the creatures of Allah indeed lies in settling the issue by showing a sign, then for our part, we have declared our inability. You, by all means, should show a miracle. And at this time, in your last paper of yesterday, you had said, and there was an indication of this today also, that what need is there now for further discussion on these matters? We are both advanced in age, and the grave is our final abode. We should have mercy upon the creatures of Allah, so let us settle the matter with some heavenly sign. And you also said that I have received a special revelation that in this field you shall be victorious. And certainly the just God shall be with those who stand upon justice, certainly, most certainly. The answer to this summary of your statement, as we have already written earlier, is that we are not debating you because we believe you to be some sort of messenger or prophet or a person who receives revelations. We have no concern with your personal thoughts and reasons and revelations. Assuming that you are only a Muhammadan person, we are conversing with you about the religion of Christianity and Muhammadanism based on those rules and tenets that are commonly accepted in both. That is all well. Nevertheless, since you call us to enter a contest, being ready to show a special divine power, we are not at all averse to seeing it, be it a sign or a miracle. Therefore, we present these three people, from among whom one is blind, one lame, and one dumb. Heal from among them whomsoever that you can, and whatever becomes incumbent or due from us for this miracle, we will discharge. You believe in a God who is not just said to be all-powerful, but is all-powerful in reality. So he will surely be able to restore them in health. So what need is there for the delay? And as you said, he will be with the just. Most certainly he will. Have mercy on the creatures of Allah and do so quickly. And you must have known already that you would have to deal with this situation today. The God who had informed you through revelation that in the field of this battle you would be victorious, he would also have told you that the blind and other afflicted ones would be presented. So fulfill your challenge in front of all these Christians and Muhammadans. Fourth, what you told us regarding salvation from the Quran, its summary has to do with specific deeds and we will review this matter in the coming week, because that will be the appropriate time when our attacks will start and your assaults will come to an end. And we will examine this expiation of the deeds of righteous people that you have presented to see whether this is perfect or deficient. Similarly, we will examine the method of salvation presented by Christ on that same occasion. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, Representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, Representing Muslims.